call for help from the cargo hold.
All of a sudden, we just hear some banging right underneath our feet.
Rubio joins GOP presidential field.
We must change the decisions we are making by changing the people who are making them.
As Hillary Clinton rolls into Iowa.
Charges in Oklahoma shooting case.
We're going to fight for justice and we're going to make change.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Air Alaska Flight 448 had just left Seattle yesterday, bound for L.A., when passengers heard something beneath their feet.
We started hearing voices underneath us and pounding significantly louder and louder.
Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
Listen carefully and you can hear the noise passengers noticed during the flight.
All of a sudden we heard all this pounding underneath the plane.
Didn't take long for the pilot to determine someone was in the cargo hold. He radioed in.
Hearing a noise from the baggage compartment. There'd be a person in there, so we're going to come back around.
Alaska Airlines Bobby Egan says it was a contract worker who'd been loading luggage into the plane.
He boarded the cargo hold and was taking a nap prior to the aircraft taking off.
Fortunately, he was in a pressurized, temperature-controlled part of the cargo hold and was okay.
Now to the 2016 presidential campaign trail, we begin in Miami. With the latest Republican in the race.
For Marco Rubio, it's not about the past, it's about what's ahead.
We Americans are proud of our history, but our country has always been about the future.
His campaign theme, a new American century.
Inspired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
Rubio presents himself as a fresh face as opposed to potential opponents like former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Democrat Hillary Clinton.
While our people and our economy are pushing the boundaries of the 21st century, too many of our leaders and their ideas are stuck in the 20th century.
Yesterday's over. In his words, we're not going back. Peter King, CBS News, Miami.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Iowa City. Hillary Clinton's caravan is due to arrive in the nearby town of Monticello at midday.
I'm extremely excited.
Sarah says she'd take off from work to see her.
Even more than Obama, I want to see Hillary.
All the excitement and the lack of substantial Democratic competition leads Iowa GOP chair Jeff Kaufman to say this.
If I were giving advice to the Democratic Party as a whole, it would be, for goodness sake, have a contest, not a coronation.
Kaufman says while more than a dozen GOP candidates will crisscross the state, Clinton could risk appearing arrogant.
As a Republican, I like what I see unfolding here.
Clinton's campaign says it's taking nothing for granted, calling humility a guiding principle.
Well, at the White House, President Obama meets with Iraq's prime minister today, a man who wants more help in the fight against ISIS. CBS's Pam Coulter is there. She joins us live.
Steve, the Iraqi leader will arrive here in a little over 2 hours to discuss the battle against ISIS, including Iraqi requests for U.S. military aid. Haider al-Abadi is expected to ask for drones and other weapons to oust the Islamic State, which holds large swaths of the country. The administration wants to show support for the Iraqi leader, but may not grant all of his requests for military hardware, Steve.
Well, in a chapter from Iraq's past, four former Blackwater guards have been sentenced for their roles in the shooting deaths of unarmed civilians back in 2007. One was given life in prison. Kristen Slough's husband and two others got 30-year sentences.
At any other point in history, these men would be held up as heroes. But instead, they're being imprisoned to what amounts to life sentences for defending themselves and their teammates in the most dangerous place on Earth.
The defense plans to appeal. Congress is poised to challenge the White House today on the Iran nuclear framework. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Secretary of State John Kerry will hold more classified briefings on Capitol Hill this morning to clear up some of the questions about the nuclear deal.
There have been a lot of representations, misrepresentations, a lot of questions raised.
Kerry wants more time and room to negotiate the deal, but a Senate panel vote today could give Congress a say on any final deal with Iran.
Oklahoma prosecutors have charged a 73-year-old reserve sheriff's deputy with manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a black man that was caught on tape.
Roll on your stomach. Now.
Sorry, says Robert Bates. He calls it an accident. He says he thought he was firing a taser, not his gun. The victim's brother says he does not believe the shooting was racially motivated, but he questions how it's all been handled.
The sheriff asked me, he said, did you hire a lawyer? And I said, yes. And he told me, if you hire a lawyer, it will gum things up. We don't want to gump this thing up.
The Royal Caribbean cruise ship Legend of the Seas arrives in San Diego today. More than 100 passengers and crew came down with a nasty norovirus. Just yesterday, the Celebrity Infinity arrived there with about 100 sick people on board. This passenger says the crew handled things well.
They did good. They kept us up to date on what was going on.
That ship is now being cleaned up. There's a new look at what's spent in this country on prescription drugs. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Americans spent $374 billion on prescription drugs last year, an increase of 13%. Many of the record 4.3 billion prescriptions dispensed in 2014 were for low-cost generics for people newly insured through the Affordable Care Act. But some of the new breakthrough therapies for conditions like multiple sclerosis, some cancers, and hepatitis C came with price tags in the tens of thousands of dollars each. Steve?
The suspect in the shooting death of a man at the North Carolina Community College yesterday has been arrested in Florida. The 20-year-old man was picked up on a beach. Overseas, a year ago today, more than 200 schoolgirls were seized by Boko Haram terrorists in Nigeria. This woman is one of the leaders of a rally to mark the day.
Our girls have been said to be alive. Our question is, where are our girls?
The country's president-elect says he's not sure the girls will ever be rescued. Thousands paid tribute here at home last night to Lauryn Hill, the 19-year-old college basketball player who died of a brain tumor last week.
Can we hear it one more time for the brave, the courageous, the awesome, the hero, Lauryn Hill?
Friends and others turned out at the same Cincinnati arena where Hill played briefly in a game last fall as she fought the tumor. Nestle says it's reducing some of the sugar from its Nesquik chocolate and strawberry milk powders. An artificial color is being removed from the strawberry to be replaced by beet juice powder. New versions go on sale next month. 150 years ago today, President Abraham Lincoln was shot. As we hear from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive, the 16th president's assassination is being remembered in Washington, D.C.
The music's called Lincoln's Funeral March. Tonight there will be a candlelight vigil outside Ford's Theater. The president was shot inside by an actor, John Wilkes Booth, angry that the South had lost the Civil War, that Lincoln had freed the slaves, and...
Booth wanted to be renowned. He wanted to do something great in history. He hoped as a Southern patriot.
Historian James Swanson, he and others taking part in anniversary gatherings today and tomorrow, see a connection with the racial tensions of today.
If only Lincoln had lived, things would have been different.
Our nation would have healed, this historian says, more completely. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday, the 14th of April. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.